Time now to take a look at some of the mischief we can get up to this weekend. I'm joined in studio by one of our wonderful producers, Danny. Danny, good morning.
Morning, Jess.
What have we got happening around Sydney? We've got three very different events this week.
So much going on this weekend, Jess. how to choose. St. Ives is holding a medieval fair.
Yes.
With knights, kings and queens.
This all that is
medieval
wonderful.
Great stuff.
This is cool. Okay, tell me more.
So there's going to be jousting. There's going to be a feast. There's going to be obviously chivalry, people being called sir, all that good stuff that we love. So if you're a big fan of Game of Thrones or Vikings, this is the event for you.
Yes.
So check it out. It's the 23rd, 24th of September from 8:30 to 6.
Okay.
Tickets are around $40.
Mm-hmm.
Children 16. And there are discounts for pensioners and students.
Cool. So where's it on at?
St. Ives Showground, 450 Monavale Road.
Fantastic. This
sounds so awesome.
Good
yeah.
fun.
I'm definitely going to go check it out.
I can get on board with this. This sounds fun. And they've got like real life jousting, hey?
Yeah, they've got knights on horses with armors and, you know, those big stakes, whatever you call them.
The pointy stick things that they run
ones,
at each other
yeah,
with.
Yeah.
See, I want to go and get one of those massive turkey legs and walk around and just
you should do it, man.
Okay, so we've got something else. We've got another event for this weekend. What have we got?
Well, we all know how hard it is to understand our very lovely friends, our pets, our dogs, our
yes.
cats. So there's a event about dog psychology happening tomorrow
okay.
at Botany Town Hall.
Yeah.
So in this, it's a seminar-style event.
Okay.
You can get to learn more about the behavior of your pet and how to develop a better relationship with them.
Oh,
and,
wow.
You know, how to sort of control them and effectively gain their trust. And,
okay.
All those important things that you need for, you know, a nice, you know, relationship with your pets.
Yeah, happy doggies.
Now, yeah.
Danny's only just joined the team, anyone out there. He's been here for 2-3 weeks now
yep.
on Weekend Brekkie. You might not know this about me then, Danny. I am obsessed with my dog. I am criminally obsessed with my dog.
Yeah.
This is the perfect event for
this
me.
Is for you, man.
This is how I get inside her head and be like, love me more than you already do. I have a huge point of contention in my home. Whenever my boyfriend comes over, my dog goes crazy. She loves him. It's pathetic. She adores him. And at that moment, I'm like, you need to love me more. I'm the one who walks you. I
there's
feed
love,
you.
There's enough
I
love for
cuddle
everyone.
You. No, there's not. It all needs to be for me. So this is my
yeah.
my perfect, perfect
this is totally
event.
For you. I mean, I wish I had a pet. Unfortunately, they don't let pets in my flat. So,
oh, no.
Yeah, hopefully I'll get one soon.
Yeah, and, I'll bring my dog in one day. You can cuddle her. We'll
yeah,
go cuddle Diesel
cuddle.
Next door. Now, we've got one last event for this weekend.
Yeah, so this is a International Seniors Day celebration
okay.
happening today from around 10 to 11:30.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all about that great sort of balance in Tai Chi arts.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and there's going to be morning tea. And it's an important event because it's, you know, about raising awareness around the United Nations International Day for Older Persons.
Yeah.
Which isn't actually until next October, October the 1st. But they're kicking off celebrations early.
I like that. That's cool. I like that old people are getting things done early. Like that's
the early
pretty,
risers.
That's pretty great. You got to have dinner early. You got to get stuff done early.
It's
all about Tai Chi and learning
Taoist
the benefits.
Tai Chi. Yeah, I don't know if you've ever tried it, but it's so amazing. And it really does give you that extra oomph to go out and do the stuff in your day.
I've
and just,
always wanted to try it.
It's fantastic. I did it a couple of times and it's not as easy as people think it is.
No, I've heard
those slow motion movements, they're quite taxing on the body.
Now, see, I can tie these two events in together because there's people who do Tai Chi in the park where I take my dog.
Okay.
And she always wants to
go
and play with them. And I'm like, no, they're in their meditative states of being. These
nice.
Are three really, really cool events. I feel like we've got something for the young, the old and the crazy.
That's it.
What's your pick of the bunch? What would you be most excited to get down to?
I think I'll have to go with the jousting.
Yeah.
Jousting's my thing, man. I just want to be called sir and put on the armor. Fight someone.
And there's so much always happening at the medieval fair too. They've got like music and dance.
Yeah,
and the whole,
there's something for everyone.
It's
yeah,
the whole kit and caboodle. And it's going to be a great weekend for it too. I think they were washed out last year.
Yeah,
but,
it's really popular.
It's warm this weekend. It's sunny. Mm. It's a good day to get out for it.
Definitely is.
My pick of the bunch, Sydney Dog Psychology Seminar.
Of course.
Hands down, the best event I've heard of in a really,
so
really,
cool.
really long time.
Yeah.
Polly and I are going to be, it's like therapy for your dog.
Yeah, man.
Oh my God, I love it. We'll pop all the details on the podcast at the end of the show. to scr.com/weekendbreakfast. Danny, thanks for joining us this morning.
My pleasure.